be listening to this bloke, John Casey, who'll be calling the game alongside Andrew Bogart and Andrew Gaze. We're looking forward to that. He's on the line. G'day, John.
G'day, Joel. Fletch, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, John, you are up and sprightly.
Yes.
I love
yes.
it.
You've been hanging around Gazy too long.
Yeah, you've got the Gaze virus.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. you can't get enough energy when you're around Andrew until you lift. You've got a lift, he tells me. So
yeah.
They're up and about, particularly after doing the USA against Spain just finished an hour or so ago. And, gee, I'll tell you what, the USA were looking in trouble. They're 11 down in the second quarter. So they're certainly beatable, but the Boomers have to concentrate on getting past Argentina first.
Yeah, how will we go against the Argies?
Well, look, everything suggests it's going to be a tight game. You know, we played them in Las Vegas just a couple of weeks ago, and it was decided on the buzzer by who else but Paddy Mills knocked down a big three to get us across the line. In what was a very tight game, things have changed since then, and as we've seen, that form from those warm-up games, it's hard how much you can read into it, but a win's a win, and that's all you can do. So to get the better of Argentina, it was 87-84 on that occasion. We weren't at our best, but one thing that did stand out to me coming out of that game that I know we can look forward to in this game was the performance of Matisse Thybulle. Now, everyone's talking about Matisse and what he brings to the table, and he's an outstanding defender. I think Andrew Bogut said during our call the other night that he thinks he's going to be a defensive player of the year in the NBA on multiple times. And in that game against Argentina, they just couldn't handle him. He scored 15 points, but he had 4 steals and 3 blocks. Now, Argentina, they're not a big team. They want to play up-tempo. They want to throw the ball around. Well, you throw the ball around somewhere near Matisse Thybulle, and he's going to take it from you and run the other end and throw down a dunk. So that's a big plus that we can take out of this game.
Who are the Argies got a Lionel Messi equivalent playing for them? Who do we got to take out?
Well, I guess Luis Scola is the man that most resembles someone like a Messi-type character for Argentina. You know, he's averaging 20 points a game here at the Olympics, which is top 6 in the competition, and he has been doing it at that elite level forever. He's just an outstanding competitor, and I think he's the man that we're going to have to prevent from getting away from us. He scored 23 against Slovenia, hit 5 threes. In the last game against Japan, he had a game-high 23, 10 boards, and was 5 of 8 from deep. So we know he can get it done. He is absolutely a superstar. And he's 41 years old. Can
41? What?
He's 41, and he's a dad of 4. He carried the flag in Rio into the stadium for Argentina. He is their, I guess, their equivalent of Messi. And at his 5th Olympics, and look, he's going to be a handful because even at 41, he still gets it done.
Wow. I can't get out of bed at 41.
Neither can I. Now, John, just before we move on to the Opals, USA versus Spain, as you mentioned, they were trailing well in the second quarter. Are they off at the moment or are they just sort of just coasting along?
Look, I think a little bit of both, and you don't want to be coasting along. And as we've seen in their game so far, just at the start of games, it's almost like, oh, yeah, we know we're going to win. We'll roll in here and we'll just try our luck. And teams get away from them in the opening quarter. And, you know, today Spain were on top at quarter time and got it out to 11 points with 3 minutes to go until half time. And the USA looked lost and they just couldn't react. They didn't want to buy in at the defensive end. It was all too hard. And Spain, I don't know why, but they went away from what was getting them to that lead, and 11 points up, and the US come down, knock down a couple of shots, and all of a sudden it's tied at half time. And then after that, well, the USA just got away from them. And what the thing with the US is, they are elite athletes. They're going to shoot the ball better than you, and if you don't do everything that you can do to make it difficult for them, then they're just going to beat you. And I think that's why Australia always give the USA a good run for their money, because we're not backing down and we're certainly not going to, you know, take our foot off the accelerator. We're playing 100 miles an hour for the full 40 minutes and hopefully that's going to get it done. Spain, I don't know. I look at Spain sometimes and think, do they care enough? You've been there, done that. It's all sort of... And I spoke about this with Andrew Gaze post-game. He said, yeah, they give you that impression, but rest assured that they are trying, and I know that they are, but they just at times look as though they want to switch it off. But there was an interesting incident late in the game. The USA, Zach LaVine was on the floor, and there's been a lot of talk about not everyone on Team USA being the best of friends. And now Zach LaVine was on the floor. He didn't want to participate in one play phase. He didn't want to go near the ball. In the end, the ball came to him and he just threw it to Jason Tatum, who was standing next to him. And the coach had had enough. Popovich called timeout and went straight to him as he's walking off. And Levine didn't want a bar of it, didn't want to talk to him, and sort of brushed him aside. And there's obviously some chemistry issues there. Now, Zach Levine, they're all superstars, and that's the problem for the USA. They're all stars. But you know what? They've got to share the ball here, and they're all stars on the team. So sometimes that does take some time, and it's how much do you want to win? And for some of these guys, an Olympic gold medal doesn't mean as much to them as it does to the Australians. Also playing the FIBA ball, well, you know, the USA doesn't have the experience that others have because they've got 10 rookies on this team. Only Kevin Durant and Draymond Green have been to the Olympics and have played regularly in terms of FIBA basketball, which is a different style. And Australia, well-versed in FIBA style, and we're going to need that tonight to beat Argentina. But USA, look, I can't find a team to beat them, but they are certainly beatable. So let's keep our fingers crossed that the Boomers can get the job done against Argentina, and then we can test our luck against the number one team in the world.
Well, Johnny, we have, as you say, we've drawn the short straw because we have Argentina. If we win that, the semi-final is USA. Now, on the other side, who have had the dream run, if you want to talk about side of the draw, Luka Doncic and Slovenia, are they the side who have a coast run towards, at the very least, a silver medal?
Well, look, I really don't understand the way that they've done this draw, and it's going to be spoken about for some time, because, look, I'm all for the fact that you want to have the teams that finished in the top eight, well, if they seed them the way that they finished, then the draw shouldn't have been done the way that it is. Now, I understand how the quarterfinal sides were decided, but once you got that final eight, they really needed to do the draw a little bit differently, because we've ended up with the world number 1, 2, 3, and 4 ranked teams all in one half of the draw. Now, you'll never see that in any other sport. As we know, in tennis, you put number 1 seed on one side, number 2 on the other, because you want them to eventually work their way through the tournament and get to play off in the final. So how can you have the top 4 on one side and then 7, 10, 16 and 17 on the other? Mm. And if they wanted to do it the way that they did with the quarterfinals, in terms of, well, we're going to do the seeding on who the best teams are, and number 1, well, that was Slovenia. Number 2 was France. They should have been on the other side of the draw, but for some reason they've been put together. So the draw is another one of those things that FIBA have thrown up that people are just looking at and shaking their heads and saying, well, we're not quite sure that's the way that it's supposed to go. But I don't think Slovenia home and host. France are going to be hard to beat. Of course, they beat the US earlier in the tournament, beat them by 7 in the opening game. They've got some great players as well. So Slovenia, though, with Luka Doncic, and until someone stops him, well, they are a gold medal commodity. So if they can work him out, then they're a chance, but certainly France and, I think, Slovenia are the two teams that are going to be difficult to knock off in terms of getting to the gold medal game.
Johnny, you are an absolute champion. You've just fresh off calling USA versus Spain. You've come on here. You've got us all fired up for the remaining parts of this program. And then you've got a call tonight. So how are you going to spend the next couple of hours?
Look, I'm poring over some stats here as well, because tomorrow, with the Australian Opals being involved against the USA, is such a big game. And after what they did last night, I didn't get much sleep, I have to say, because the game last night finished around midnight here, Melbourne time. And by the time you get home, and as you guys would know, you can't sort of wind down too quickly. It takes a couple of hours, but I'm just buzzing for what they can do, because the Opals have had no luck, zero luck. In fact, the ball seems to be bouncing against them every which way it can here in this tournament. Then last night, things started to go their way. And I'm wondering if that might be the turning point, because this USA team, look, only a fool would bet against a team that's won the last 6 gold medals and is on a 52-game winning streak. But they've got 6 rookies in their lineup, the US, and they've got 2 players. Sue Bird's 40. Diana Taurasi is 39. And they both, to me, have slowed down. In fact, Taurasi's not playing many minutes at all because of injury. And Sue Bird, at times, has been reluctant to take shots. She wants to be the facilitator. They're right for the picking. If we had our strongest team there, I think we would certainly give them a huge run. And we know we don't have our strongest team there, and even worse is that Steph Talbot, who leads the WNBA in three-point shooting, is injured, has been injured at the tournament, and probably isn't going to play either. So we're weakened, but who knows? The hoops gods, well, they certainly looked down upon us last night in that game against Puerto Rico. They might do it against the US, and that game tomorrow afternoon around 2:40 Eastern. Well, it's certainly one that the Opals can win. We've just got to keep the faith and hope they get off to a better start than they did in the game against Puerto Rico.
Hey, Johnny, plenty of text messages coming through. Loving your work, mate, and they're looking forward to a big call tonight. We'll be watching on Channel 7. It is yourself, Andrew Gaze, Andrew Bogut. It is all. It's a massive, massive game for Australia. The Boomers, they're in perfect shape at this stage. But what our listeners need now, we put the challenge to Basil Zemplis. He fell short. Now, we need you to say at some stage. Now, have you got a pen?
Yeah, ready and ready to go.
Okay. For our listeners, and you'll be a friend for life for our loyal band of listeners, ramp it up. At some stage of the coverage, you have to say, ramp it up. It might be Paddy Mills starting to ramp it up. Mm. The Boomers starting to ramp it up. You with me?
I'm with you, and I like the idea as well. Let's hope they do ramp it up, because if they ramp it up enough, they're going to beat Argentina, and they're going through to face the USA.
Beautiful. Oh, so Johnny, we're going to hear that tonight, Johnny, and we'll be so proud when we're at home when you hear you say it.
I'll throw it in the mix, guys. No worries at all. Great to talk to you.
Good on you,
Good
John.
On you, Johnny.
There he is, John Casey. He'll be set to call.
You know,
big
you
big
know
match.
What I've discovered?
Yeah.
Gazy gets it off him.